thinking about some of the concerns that your listening audience has expressed. And it's the same in any community and in Aboriginal communities as well. They have a certain view, and what we'd like to do is sit down and talk to them. We'd like to get people who they trust, people who come from similar cultural backgrounds and have information, to sit down, talk through their concerns and really give them the information that they need to make an informed decision. We know there's some people whose minds won't be changed, but a lot of people are just wanting to have an opportunity to have their concerns addressed and have some people with medical expertise talk to them, people that they trust, and that's certainly our approach. And a lot of people that we work with in the Aboriginal community have safely had the vaccine, and we would like to give the opportunity for those people's points of view to be discussed, and then leave it with communities to make up their own minds following those discussions. And our job is just to keep providing easily accessible opportunities and ways to get vaccinated. And people in WA, Aboriginal people, can walk into any of our state clinics without a booking and get vaccinated straight away, or as soon as we can fit them into the queue, which shouldn't be long at all. So we're really committed to getting our Aboriginal population vaccinated as soon as possible.
We keep hearing this magic phrase that once everyone is vaccinated, we'll be able to go back to normal and receive our freedom back. But with the rollout of booster programs in the USA, UK and Israel, just to name a few, with Israel even going back into lockdown despite record levels of vaccination, can we be sure that the vaccine will really be the ticket out of this pandemic?
Look, I think we're all learning as we go through this, and we're watching those other communities. What I know is that vaccinations provide large protection for you as a person, and they provide protection for us as a community. They dramatically increase the number of people who won't get COVID if it comes here, and they also reduce the likelihood of you experiencing severe symptoms and hospitalisation. So absolutely, vaccination is an important thing to do. And that is our way, our best way out of this pandemic.
On that, is there any point getting the vaccine if there's no community transmission in WA?
Well, look, I think we've seen, we're watching with concern, I'm sure, lots of our friends and family over east going through some really terrible outbreaks over there, and hospitalisations and deaths. And this week in WA, we've seen, a potential group come in on an aeroplane. We've seen some people come across the border without appropriate passes. And so any of those circumstances could lead to community transmission. And so we are very close to outbreaks here, and we've been incredibly fortunate. This government has done great border controls, but it doesn't guarantee that COVID will stay out. And I think that the events of this week show that. So I think that's why vaccination is important.
Lastly, where do you think the best place to go for people who are seeking more information?
Well, look, I mentioned earlier that on our Healthy WA website we have information and frequently asked questions. So you can certainly go to Healthy WA and look at those questions to get more information than I've been able to provide here today. You can also, if you're seeking to get a booking, and there's plenty of bookings available, you can go onto our Roll Up for WA site and you can book with either a GP, a pharmacist, or at a state clinic. And when you have questions, sometimes going to your GP, talking to them about your own individual concerns and your health situation is the best way for you to be assured that vaccination's safe for you. So I think all of those ways that you can contact us is great. Now, if you're having problems with English, you can certainly ring our 13 COVID line and you can talk to someone rather than it having to read through information on a website. So any of those are great opportunities.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Sue. We appreciate your time here.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye. That was Sue Kiley, COVID-19 Vaccinations Chief Operating Officer at Department of Health, speaking with us about COVID vaccinations for children. If you'd like more information, Sue recommended the healthywa.wa.gov website for more info there. Up next, a new track.